Good evening. It's just before midnight on Thursday. Tomorrow will be the 12th of December. And I'd like to record a poem. So if you can't stand poetry, this is an opportunity to not listen to any more. But I've got a particular person in my mind, or a particular group of people in my mind when I'm recording this poem. And they're collectively known as Misfits, and they are from a company called Misfits Inc. that is travelling around the world. It's going to take something like 1,800 days to go around the world. And this poem is specially for AJ Leon and Melissa Leon. And I thought, well, okay, why don't I get a poet who was born in St. Lucia in 1930? Somebody who was actually educated in at the University of the West Indies, and somebody who's taught at Columbia, Yale and Harvard, and somebody who's, you know, been a professor of English at Boston University, and who has experience of teaching writing courses in poetry and drama, who's written plays, and who's written a play called The Odyssey even. And he's had his collected poems published in 1986, and he got the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1992. Now, Omeros means Homer. It's the Greek name for Homer. So this hugely long poem is called Omeros. It's Homer. And, you know, this is written by a man who divides his time between Boston and the Caribbean. And he's Derek Walcott. Derek Walcott. So for AJ Leon and Melissa Leon, and for all of their ilk, Misfits, I am going to read the start of Omeros. This is book one, chapter one. I mean, if I flick through the book, I can tell you that I've got 324 pages in this book. So, I mean, I sometimes go in for writing long poems, but I certainly don't go in for 324 pages. So here we are, book one, chapter one. This is how, one sunrise, we cut down them canoes. Philoctete smiles for the tourists who try taking his soul with their cameras. Once wind brings the news to the Laurier Chanel, their leaves start shaking the minute the axe of sunlight hits the cedars, because they could see the axes in our own eyes. Wind lifts the ferns. They sound like the sea that feed us fishermen all our life. And the ferns nodded, yes, the trees have to die. So fists jam in our jacket, 'cause the heights was cold and our breath making feathers. Like the mist, we passed the rum. When it came back, it gave us the spirit to turn into murderers. I lift up the axe and pray for strength in my hands to wound the first cedar. Dew was filling my eyes, but I fire one more white rum. Then we advance. For some extra silver, under a sea almond, he shows them a scar made by a rusted anchor, rolling one trouser leg up with the rising moan of a conch. It has puckered like the corolla of a sea urchin. He does not explain its cure. It have some things, he smiles, worth more than a dollar. He has left it to a garrulous waterfall to pour out his secret down La Sorcière, since the tall laurels fell, for the ground dove's mating call to pass on its note to the blue tacit mountains, whose talkative brooks, carrying it to the sea, turn into idle pools where the clear minnows shoot, and an egret stalks the reeds with one rusted cry, as it stabs and stabs the mud with one lifting foot. Then silence is sawn in half by a dragonfly, as eels sigh their names along the clear bottom sand. When the sunrise brightens the river's memory, and waves of huge ferns are nodding to the sea's sound. Although smoke forgets the earth from which it ascends, and nestles guard the holes where the laurels were killed, an iguana hears the axes, clouding each lens over its lost name, when the hunched island was called Iolunaleo, where the iguana is found. But taking its own time, the iguana will scale the riggings of vines in a year, its dew flap fanned, its elbows akimbo, its deliberate tail moving with the island, the slit pod of its eyes ripened in a pause that lasted for centuries, that rose with the Arawak's smoke till a new race unknown to the lizard stood measuring the trees. These were their pillars that fell, leaving a blue space for a single god where the old god stood before. The first god was a gomie. The generator began with a whine and a shark with sidewise jaw, set the chips flying like mackerel over water into trembling weeds. Now they cut off the saw, still hot and shaking, to examine the wound it had made. They scraped off its gangrenous moss, then ripped the wound clear of the nets of vines that still bound it to this earth and nodded. The generator whipped back to its work, and the chips flew much faster as the shark's teeth gnawed evenly. They covered their eyes from the splintering nest. Now, over the pastures of bananas, the island lifted its horns. Sunrise trickled down its valleys. Blood splashed on the cedars, and the grove flooded with the light of sacrifice. A gromie was cracking its leaves, an enormous tarpaulin, with the ridgepole gone. The creaking sound made the fishermen leap back as the angling mast leant slowly towards the troughs of ferns. Then the ground shuddered under the feet in waves. Then the waves passed. So ends the beginning of Omeros, by Derek Walcott, winner of the Nobel Prize for Literature. And I've read it from the Folan edition, and I'll just read you the back of the book. This is what is written to attract you to it. Omeros is the Greek name for Homer, and through Derek Walcott's protagonists, Achille and Philoctete, are simple fishermen. They and their tribulations take on the specific gravity and resonance of their mythic Greek namesakes. There are two currents of history in Derek Walcott's stunning poem, his longest and most ambitious work to date: the visible history, charted in events, and the interior, unwritten epic, fashioned from the suffering of the individual in exile. Derek Walcott received the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1992. The cover design is by Pentagram. The price in the UK was £11.99, and the ISBN is 0571-14459-4. And that's all recorded for somebody who's going round the world. And I must say that Homer is a very good companion for going round the world when you want to make mischief, be a misfit, and challenge people to live a better life.